It's Mornings with Dave, Doreen, and Gino on Milwaukee's Hometown Rock.
We have John McGivern here, Lois Mowers here. Lois, you produced... Did you produce all 117 episodes of Around the Corner?
Absolutely.
Okay, all right. Which is
That's
no longer
a lot
airing
of episodes.
On obviously we know about
airing.
That.
It's airing, but
no new ones are
Correct.
Airing. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But John announced, for those who missed it, along with Lois, John McGivern's Main Streets.
Right.
And this is a brand new show.
Commercial TV project.
Yeah. And Lois is coming with you to do this. I mean, you two are teaming up again.
Yes.
And you're not just limiting this to the state of Wisconsin.
No.
All right. So explain the show.
Lois, let's talk about it. So we're doing...
You looked at me like, you tell them about the show. So John McGivern's Main Street's going to cover six states in the upper Midwest. And it's going to feel a lot like John, right? Mm-hmm. The reason people watched Around the Corner was because of that personality and because we could talk to people and connect. And people tell him everything, like things they shouldn't tell him, but they tell him. So you come back with tons and tons of footage and many, many stories that you could tell. So people are still going to talk to John. So in the essence, the show is still John McGivern talking to people.
And these communities, the ones in other states.
Yeah.
We don't know if those people, we've already established how popular John is in the state of Wisconsin. It's hard to walk around with him without people stopping him literally every step.
Huge all the way to Appleton. Okay.
All the way.
I think he got Door County now.
Oh, right.
All the way to the Bluffs and La Crosse.
There you go.
But I don't know that they're going to know him in other states necessarily. So this should be interesting for you guys.
And exciting, too. Yeah. You know, like I understand the challenge of John opens a lot of doors. Maybe he won't open one door in LeClaire, Iowa.
Maybe
nobody in Indiana has heard his name. I don't know that. But, you know, nobody had heard of him. Not too many people had heard of him farther than Milwaukee. No offense, John.
No,
farther
okay.
than Milwaukee when we started Around the Corner. Mm-hmm. So why not?
Yeah.
I think that he will make his own way.
All right. Well, earlier we talked about how crazy it is that you guys spent all this time in the van together with your crew traveling everywhere when you're filming these shows. And like, you share experiences when you're together that closely. And to the point where like you could just look at each other if something happens and just say a phrase like, remember the St. Bernard thing?
Right.
And, oh yeah. You know, what kind of that you can tell in the air?
Lois has a story that she should share. But before she tells the story, the truth is that I've been in here time and time again saying that my favorite part of the summer is being in that van with the crew. Mm-hmm. And Lois and I are always in the back, in the two back seats. And then there's the shooter always drove. Justin always drove. And Gail sat in the passenger, you know, up front. But you could feel them rolling their eyes because it was Lois and I being like, so did you hear? Okay, this one, did you? Oh my God, you know what I loved most about it?
And,
okay,
like
what
that?
Happened last night is, so we never shut up. Like we just maintain this.
What a shock.
Right. So Jason, who is shooting this, is going to be the shooter. So aren't you excited, Jason?
He gets to drive.
But a story that we know.
Well, we were at Lake Park, and you know, there's time in front of the camera, and then there's time behind the camera, and you sometimes forget where you are if you're John. You sometimes forget that even though the camera's not rolling, we're in public.
Uh-huh.
So we were at Lake Park getting ready for a shoot, and John's
finishing the shoot. This is how it works.
Okay.
You are like a married couple.
Yeah, you are.
Really weird.
We were finishing the shoot, and John was taking off his microphone. And
the end of the day, it was hot.
Okay, and when you take off your microphone, the way John wears it, you have to sort of unzip and untuck.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've got to get this cord out, you know. And what he didn't realize is that parked next to the van was a woman in the passenger seat with the window all the way down reading a book. And he starts to talk about how he's hot, and, you know, you can imagine. And I was just sitting there going,
John, this cord is wrapped around. Guess what?
You got to stop talking. You know, but you're just shy. I'm just going like this.
Yeah.
Well, and then he was mad. He's like, you didn't say anything. I'm like, she was right there.
Well, and we were talking and laughing, and then we saw her. And this, you could have heard a fish fart. It was like, So she knew, we knew that she heard.
Right.
Yeah, but thought, I've seen you do that without a microphone.
Oh, well, hello. Okay.
Wrapped that's, around.
That's the day I said your career almost ended. Wow. Right there.